That's me writing my name and job title on a piece of paper in cursive. But over the years, printing with block letters has become my preferred style of writing. This debate about cursive writing led me to Pat Hurley of Asheboro.
I don't want it to be like a foreign language to our students.
Hurley is a North Carolina state representative and the main sponsor of a bill that would require school districts statewide to make cursive writing part of their curriculums.
When they cannot read notes from their grandparents, when they can't read the Constitution, when they can't read, manuscripts from years ago, to me it's like maybe going the way of hieroglyphics that we won't know, be able to read it. And I just feel it's a connection.
And you mentioned, for example, being able to read an historic document like the U.S. Constitution.
That's true.
I guess I'm just wondering, in practical terms, are students typically reading that document in its original written form? And how important is that in the big scheme of things, in your opinion?
It's probably not that important because it probably is in the printed form where they see it anymore. But to be able to do it, and at least to do it if they wanted to, I think it would be important. I mean, it's like Spanish. If you don't practice it, you can't do it. But we're teaching Mandarin Chinese, and we're teaching French and Latin and all. And I just hate for cursive writing to become like a foreign language.
So just to kind of look at a couple possible counter-arguments.
Okay.
One, from the educator's perspective, is that schools today are under so much pressure to teach to the standardized test materials, et cetera, that there's really not much time in the schedule for teaching something like cursive writing that does not appear to have the level of significance in today's culture as it did previously.
I would say that you've got K through 12. And I said by the fifth grade. And some of the experts here have said that it's even easier for them to learn the printing or the manuscript writing if they learn cursive first. So I think that with all the minds that are out there, that it would be easy to at least have them to learn it. You know, many, many people write in cursive, still write in cursive, and especially the older people who do not have the texting and the computers. And, you know, I just feel like they should be able to communicate with their ancestors, their grandfathers and grandmothers also.
So you've mentioned that a couple of times, the generational aspect, I guess.
Yes.
And so you do see this as an important way of connecting between the generations, it sounds like.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word, connecting. Stay connected.
And Representative Hurley, I'm just curious, what do you remember about your own experience of learning how to use cursive writing?
I think when my teacher wrote an excellent student in my second grade report card, and I was so proud.
She wasn't referring specifically to your handwriting.
No.
But she wrote that compliment in cursive writing, and you were able to read it?
She did. Oh, yes.
Just briefly, what kind of response have you been getting from parents, teachers, or elsewhere?
Both. I had a call from an administrator, and he said he'd be glad to come here and speak on committee if I needed him. He definitely thought it. I had a person who has three charter schools who said that he would be glad, and he said they would teach cursive until the end of time.
Representative Hurley, I really thank you for talking with me about this.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling me.